As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?
Dean Blundell and Company.
All the preteen children out there, listen to my voice. You are immortal.
I give you two claps and a Ric Flair.
I didn't realize it was my job to pump his tires.
Let's go now.
You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome. It is Dean Blundell and Company. It is on. It's Friday, too. Huh? There's good news. Get it in. Get it in. Lots going on today. We're going to talk about the Raptors. They won yesterday after a slow start, which is good for them. Andrew Wiggins and Karl-Anthony Towns in town. Karl-Anthony Towns in town? When Karl-Anthony Towns comes to town, you can say Karl-Anthony Towns in town. It's sort of mega true then, right? Raptors win, which is great news. It was a good young team they beat yesterday, and again, slow start. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about their inability to play defense as well, which is starting to sort of concern me and majorly piss me off. Also, when it comes to things that piss me off or don't, I can tell you this. Watching the Toronto Blue Jays pretend to swing and miss every time is getting boring. Watching the Toronto Blue Jays go out there and tell everybody what they're going to do because everybody wants to know what they're going to do, and then when they can't do it, you start to wonder maybe two things. One, whether or not anybody actually wants to play here unless they get traded here, and two, whether or not they're telling you the truth. Good morning. It is Dean Blundell and Company, and that is George. And George, yesterday when I was doing some light reading on the way home, because I read and drive. It's the one thing I know how to do well.
You're a
multitasker. Read and drive.
Awesome.
Well, I got an app that reads it to me. But hearing that Dexter Fowler does not want to be part of the plans here in Toronto, not as much of a concern as it was, I thought to myself, you know, I don't know what hard and fast rules these two guys live by that are running the Blue Jays organization, but it seems to be...
I can't comment on negotiations.
Yeah, and we'll never find out because of crap like that. But it seems to me that they sort of never go all the way. It seems to me that sometimes they think they're the smartest guys in the room. And it also seems to me that whether or not Dexter Fowler wanted to play here, that they cheaped out on trying to get something that they wanted. And you know me, and I know you, and we know Ryan Fabro, and we know Ryan Maughan. We all know each other. It's safe to say we know each other by now. And I can tell you this, I'm pretty sure you guys know me well enough to go, you know what, if that guy wants something, he's probably going to go and get it. And it probably will come at whatever cost, but it doesn't matter to him. And I know you, George. I know if you don't want to do the research into something, you won't because you don't like reading. I know Ryan Fabro. Ryan Fabro, if he wants to have a drink after 10 o'clock, he'll have two or three because he's an adult.
The guy is drunk.
And I know Ryan Maughan. Mm-hmm. Ryan Maughan is a man who has very singular tastes, and far be it for me to criticize him, but some of the stuff he does... I imagine we'll end him up in jail at some point.
You know,
in time.
He's a greasy little guy.
That's 100%. And Fowler and I know that when we send emails, you won't read them.
Absolutely.
So. Send the same
story. And then I will resend those back to you and tell you I didn't see them. Sometimes I just cut and paste your stuff. But you know things about me, right?
Yes.
Because have we spent enough time watching Ross Atkins? Or as you call him, Ross Atkins, and Mark
That's
Shapiro.
That's kind of starting to stick a little bit.
To know, I know. I got a bunch of tweets about Ross Atkins yesterday. But do we know enough about both of those guys and how they run this ship to be able to say they seem to never go all the way? They seem to never be able to put all their chips into the middle of the table for anything to make this team better. And it's like they're shopping and doing things on the fringes. And Ryan Fabro said this at the start of the week. Winter meetings went on. Don't panic. Don't freak out. But when the biggest free agent in this class and something you desperately need decides he doesn't want to play here because he can get an extra year and maybe $3 or $4 more million from somewhere else, do you not go, you know what? You didn't try hard enough. Is that not where we're at with Atkins and Shapiro at this point after this, the winter meetings that they had?
You see, the Dexter Fowler thing hurts the most if you're a Jays fan because nobody cares about fiscal responsibility and how the team has a budget. Dexter Fowler was the perfect fit for this team. A leadoff guy who's a switch hitter, who has a high on base.
Who decided he didn't want to play here
and
he'd rather go to St. Louis, which is a dirt hole.
That's right.
One of the best baseball markets.
No, St. Louis is a great place to play.
It's a dump.
Well, the city.
Have you been to St. Louis? I have. It's disgusting.
No, but traditionally they have a great playoffs and are...
Don't play stinks!
You can even say the Cardinals are the model franchise of all of baseball, how they've managed their payroll and how they're competitive year in, year out.
Yeah.
They're a tremendous franchise. But you're right. All of a sudden, Edwin's not here. And when you start looking at the potential opening day roster, and yeah, there's still time in the offseason, but now you're dumpster diving for some talent and some guys, unless you go out there and make a blockbuster trade, which you think is unlikely because they said, you know, the farm system is kind of bare.
Well,
and they don't want to part with prospects.
But that's what they said the other day when they were talking about a trade. When you watched what happened with Adam Eaton, someone asked Ross Atkins, hey, Ross, why weren't you in on the Adam Eaton deal? It seems to me like that's a perfect fit here. And because he's a right fielder and he gets on base and he can hit for power and he's a great team guy. Why weren't you? And he goes, well, you know what? We just don't have the farm system capital. We have none of that stuff. We don't have prospect capital.
So he's right. If you look at what the Nats gave up.
But then you start to wonder, like, if you can't land a free agent, you can't overpay to get a guy here and you can't trade for a guy. What are you doing? Right, like what is your ability to be able to make this team significantly better? Because you just lost a couple of one, maybe two really big pieces, and if you can't trade and you don't get the capital and you can't sign a guy in free agency, you're screwed.
Let me tell you, the outfield looks like this right now. Pilar,
boom.
Pierce,
boom.
Upton,
Carrera. Hey, Carrera.
And don't forget,
ooh,
at first base.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Smoke.
Ooh.
Actually thought about Dalton Pompey for the first time this morning. Like, man, he might be in the mix.
Great.
Because if it's getting...
And that might be a great thing in the end.
Well,
but
at some point, I mean, then this might sadly be the year that you finally see what he is, the way it's going now. And as I've been trying to talk Dean off the ledge all week, or...
This You're coming is the, around, aren't
well,
you?
No, but this is the one time where it will sting because that guy seems like a perfect fit.
Yep.
I do think he's probably overrated, but it's free agency. St. Louis, the reports, if you read what folks are saying in St. Louis today, that's out of their character to go, you know, that long and that, and the money is 16 per. If it looks like the reports seem to suggest it's 5 years, 80, 16 per, but it seems to be a little bit out of their character. But that's the guy that was the perfect fit here.
Yep.
So now that that's gone, so are you bringing back Jose and Edwin or some one of them? And then are you kind of backtracking a little bit from...
Panicking, you mean?
Well, I don't know if it's...
It's panicking.
Do you honestly think they're going to bring both
those guys
back?
Look like they're panic types, though? Like, they're not. They set their value, and they don't go over it. That's what it seems. And you can say, you know, they don't go all in. Well, that's true. Now, but we don't know yet will that translate to a good team next year, a good organization? We don't know. They're just not dumb guys. They built a pretty good team in Cleveland on very little, money-wise, right?
Yeah.
They're not dumb. They want to win.
No,
they say the payroll is going to go up, so... But now I'm starting to, like, okay, so, but it feels like it's going to be underwhelming by spring training if they don't make a trade now. Because even bringing back Jose, that'll feel underwhelming a little bit, right? Because we thought we moved on. Edwin might excite people again, but then you just loaded up a DH and first. I think you can move on from those guys if you bring Edwin back. But either way, that feels kind of... It just doesn't feel like the fan base is going to be charged up. And then look at all the work they have to do, and the pen's a mess. Outfield's a mess. It doesn't look good right now.
And guys, the pen's not really a mess. We got an Oberholzer and a couple guys in the Buffalo. Rule 5 draft that are right-handed.
Right, and don't forget, the rest of the division got better, except for the Orioles. Absolutely. And the Rays are a disaster anyway. But the Red Sox and Yankees obviously got better, too. Yeah. But we always talk about raising the payroll, and that kind of, it always sticks in my craw. What is the amount that's going to make the fan base happy? Because they say the payroll is going to go up, but if the payroll goes up $5 million, that's not good enough.
Well, if the payroll goes up and they don't use it, and that's what you're seeing now, is the payroll's gone up. They said, we don't know how much. Then they go out and they say, we're going to splash out on Dexter Fowler 4 years, $60 million, and he gets way more than that, plus an extra year to go somewhere else. And you wonder, well, if your payroll has gone up, doesn't that kind of signify, or doesn't that indicate that maybe if the payroll's up, good news, why don't you put it to good use as opposed to looking for value all the time? Because that's what I'm tired of hearing as a Blue Jays fan. I hate the word value. We need to find better value, so we'll look for a guy like Steve Pierce. I don't want value. I want the best player at that position that you need, and I want him here because you know you're close.
Right, but if you spend all that dough there, then you're going to have a crap pen or a crap outfield because there's a lot of holes on this team.
If they
so that's why you do... With a budget, you set values because you're trying to fill all these holes with the best way you can. Mm-hmm. You splash it all on Fowler, well, then the pen might suck. Or first base is going to miss. You know, that's why they're doing it in the way they are, right? I know you don't like it. And, you know, waking up this morning as a Jays fan seeing Fowler go elsewhere, that doesn't feel good either. That's the reason they're doing this, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to feel underwhelming. Right, it's going to be Brandon Moss comes in, and you know that. Okay, but then again, that's another power bat and a strikeout guy. I thought we were getting away from that. You know,
you know what? And there's the problem: is that they sort of telegraph. This is why you never say anything, and I get that because what did we say like 3 months ago? I want to know why X. I would like to know why. Why? I would like to know exactly what they're thinking. I want to know what their payroll is. I want to know what the plan is, so I can plan accordingly as a Blue Jays fan. But when they tell you what they're going to do, we'd like to get younger. No, like to get left-handed. Hasn't happened. And we'd like to get more athletic. Not a chance. You got older. You got a little deeper. And that's pretty much it. You didn't get more left-handed with the exception of Morales, who's a switch-hitting DH. But that's really all you've done, right? So when they telegraph their punches and then they don't pull them off, you as a fan get pissed off, and which I am this morning. I am legitimately upset with this franchise and upset with both of those guys this morning. If the Dexter Fowler to St. Louis rumors are true.
Because it's a done deal, Dean.
Because, well, then I am, and I was today. So in the big scheme of things, is this team any better since those guys have come here? And the answer is no. The answer is no. They regressed. Dude, I'm telling you, and I was thinking about this yesterday.
They didn't regress if they got to the playoffs.
They absolutely regressed in the regular season.
Who cares?
They had a little magical run in the playoffs again. They sort of tempted us with the World Series, but it didn't happen because they got killed by the Cleveland Indians. So
you can't knock those guys for last season. Last season was fine.
Sure
it was
you can.
Oh my God.
Sure you can. Absolutely. It is.
If you
this
really want to be a you know what, you can't.
A D-bag?
They got to the
don't
ALCS.
Call me a D-bag? Are you calling me a D-bag?
That's a D-bag statement.
It is a D-bag statement.
They were a Final Four team, and they signed Happ and Estrada and solidified the starting rotation.
It had nothing to do with those guys.
They selected Joe Biagini, who ended up being a tremendous asset for the Blue Jays.
I could have selected Joe Biagini.
No, you couldn't.
No, yes, I could have.
You totally could have.
I could have selected Joe Biagini in the Rule 5 draft.
They made smart moves with the bullpen late in the year.
Year after screwing it up to start the year.
And that's why... What frickin' GM is perfect all the time.
No,
they made a move everybody loved, including you, Storen. I love it. Okay, so he fails, and then you go out and fill it with Benoit and Grilly.
And
smart moves. So that's dumb?
And that's why you guys are so angry today, because we had all these expectations of these guys because they did so well last offseason. And you're like, okay, now I want to see Shapiro and Atkins work their magic again.
Askins.
Maybe they'll figure out, you know, what all the holes are now. These guys know what they're doing.
Askins.
That's still funny.
I don't know if we should be
Askins
playing that drop.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's funny because you said it.
Yeah, it is funny, but I don't know if we should be hammering
it. It was an accident.
But now we can't, you know, go to town on it all the time.
I go to town. I think it's funny. You know what? You know what? Don't go to town. That's what the Blue Jays are doing. Not going to town. Steam. You know what they're doing? They're staying in the woods, and they don't give a rat's ass about the fans. They don't give a rat's ass about this team. You know what they care about is looking cool to the owners. Hey, look it. We spend only as much as you told us to spend, and we're sort of competitive. That's what we do here. That's what we did in Cleveland until we left, and it took us leaving to make that team a whole lot better in Cleveland and to get to a World Series. Bah, 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 bah.
Those books are balanced, though.
Just pisses me right off.
Nobody listens to their owners in business, ever. That doesn't happen. Or all the time.
Right, but when you go to the fan base and you jack up ticket prices throughout the entire season, how do you justify doing that and then doing zero in free agency minus Kendrys Morales, especially if Edwin and Jose don't come back? There's no justification for that, and you should be angry
George,
if you're a fan base.
A really good point.
George, that may have been the best point you've ever made.
Well, it's true.
And you've made some really good ones.
I have.
It is still early, by the way. They can make a lot of.
You know what you
moves.
Can do with early? This.
Yeah.
That's what you can do.
Yeah, but then you're setting your franchise back because now you're dealing prospects.
Yeah.
Or guys from your major league
and
roster.
And see, that's what pisses
Dexter
me off.
Dexter Fowler
was just
money.
Money. It's only money. And you have lots of it. So go and make this team better. 547. Didn't happen yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, the MLS Cup is this weekend. It will be here today.
Ooh.
It'll be here. D-Row, Dwayne D. Rosario, and the MLS Cup, the Philip B. and Schmitz Cup, will be here this morning. So hold on for that. Lots more going on. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome. It is Dean Blundell and Company. It's your Friday as well. It is the ninth? Is this the ninth day of December? Is that where we're at?
Yes. That is correct. And it's going to be tremendous weekend for sports.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend.
Great weekend this morning. Great weekend this weekend. Great lots of things to watch. Great time of year.
Yeah. Raps won last night. They beat the T-Wolves. They get a back-to-back 7:30 tonight on Sportsnet. Won the Celtics are in town, and they're pretty good. So it'll be a nice little test. Same division, same conference. Same all that other stuff. So, good win for the Raptors last night against Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns.
Was it a good win?
Slow start. Tough win.
Terrible defense.
They gutted it out. No defense this year. They don't care about defense. And I'm worried about Jonas Valanciunas. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up a little later on in the program as well. Also this weekend, tons of football. Week 14 began last night as the Kansas City Royals walked on the...
Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs walked on the Raiders yesterday. And I didn't take... Kansas City Chiefs.
Took the Raiders plus the points?
Well, I took the Raiders plus the points because the Raiders have been road warriors all season long. Yeah. They won like six in a row on the road, I believe.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, they're going to walk into Kansas City. One of these teams is a fraud, and I'm guessing it's probably going to be the perennial letdown Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. However, it wasn't. And is it Zeke Hill? What's the kid's name?
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, pardon me, was a boss yesterday.
Look at the advanced metrics in football, Dean. He's the fastest player in the NFL this season. And he's been their X factor. Remember Dante Hall years ago for the Chiefs, and he used to return all those punts, you know, the X factor? Well, not only that, he's really opened up the receiving core, and that's opening things up for Travis Kelce, too, the tight end in his fourth straight game with 100 yards receiving. He's opening up the middle of the field. Tyreek Hill's their long threat, and that defense is very opportunistic. Thing was concerning, though, last night. It was freezing in Kansas City. Derek Carr sucked.
Yeah.
He could not make the throws. And another fascinating thing about Derek Carr, remember how he busted his pinky finger and went 90 degrees?
Well, he really dislocated
gross?
It, yeah.
Yeah, it was really gross. He's not taking any snaps from under center now. It's all from the shotgun or from the pistol.
And he said yesterday, too, he said a couple things. A, my fault, I screwed the team over and I played terribly. But he also said his pinky finger's fine.
But so,
he's not, you know
okay.
What I can do with my little finger.
And he's still not taking snaps from under center. At all.
Maybe,
the last
maybe
two weeks.
He's scared, George.
I think he is.
Maybe he's scared of taking snaps from under center.
He was 17.
I know I would be scared like you wouldn't believe standing behind one of those guys with my hands there. So maybe that's his deal too.
Yeah, that always felt a little weird to me.
Yeah.
as part of football. Anyway, 17 for 41 for 117 yards.
Not great.
Oof.
17 completions.
And in many people's opinion, the favorite for the NFL MVP.
Right.
I don't even know if you can be the MVP if that you put
when
up
you go
that
17 in 41.
Like already you can't. I don't think.
In a performance you could have locked down the division with.
Yeah, for sure.
Right now they're both even and Kansas City holds the tiebreak.
Yeah. 10 right. and 3, both those teams.
Yeah.
Anyway, tough game last night for the Raiders. Great game for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get to week 14. Jason Lack and Ford a little later on in the program as well. We'll get to your Twitter poll question. We'll get to the disappointment, which are your Toronto Blue Jays, namely Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro. That is coming up next with your first big update. We'll get you started. Welcome to your Friday. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company, Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. You're listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Good morning. It is Dean Blundell and Company for your Friday. There's some great news. Is it the ninth day of December? I think it is.
Yeah.
Lots going on today. We'll talk about the Toronto Blue Jays really cheap-assing it at the winter meetings and continue to do so yesterday, not being able to get it done. Not only that, we'll get to some of your tweets as well. Twitter poll question, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the MLS Cup, is it on its way in right now?
Can we confirm?
Can we confirm? Because we've had a little issue. The MLS Cup was supposed to be here.
Yes, it is on its way.
It is on its way. And when will it be here?
Is it getting a police escort?
I cannot confirm.
No, but it's getting a couple of Beck taxis. Mm. Is it going to be here in the next 30 minutes?
Maybe 30 to 40 minutes.
30 to 40 minutes.
Can't wait, Dean. Ooh. Come on, get here, MLS Cup. Philip F. Anschutz Trophy.
Yeah, the Toronto FC are going to play for that thing tomorrow. So at 8 o'clock. BMO Field, and it's a international broadcast. This thing is like primetime on Fox tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, dozens of countries will be tuning in tomorrow to watch that match.
I'm excited for it.
I am, too.
Anyway, it's coming in, and I think Dwayne DeRosario is coming in, too.
Is he getting a police escort?
No. Mm. However, I do believe he is going to be a little bit late.
Do we have Ariel Helwani coming in studio, too?
That is correct.
At 7:30, wow. Ariel Helwani.
We have a lot of guests today in studio.
And a trophy. One of the best trophies ever.
A bunch of
That's
guests.
That's huge.
And a trophy.
That trophy's a pretty trophy.
It is a nice trophy.
It's like the Lord himself sculpted it.
Don't be a D-bag.
Huge MLS fan.
It's nice.
6:32.
Very futuristic.
We'll also get to some of your tweets and a Twitter poll question. Right now it is time for an update, though. Here's George. Hi, George.
Hi, Dean. And it's brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Yeah, kiss the idea of having Dexter Fowler as a Blue Jay. Reports indicate he's going to sign a five-year deal with the St. Louis Cardinals. The Jays did make a move yesterday, and they picked up 24-year-old righty Glenn Sparkman in the Rule 5 draft. Hey, we didn't get to the Raptors story. They hosted Andrew Wiggins and the T-Wolves last night down at the ACC. Did you hear what DeMar DeRozan had to say about Andrew Wiggins before the game? Very complimentary.
He's way more athletic than me, but, you know, his abilities, once he hone in on it, and, you know, he's capable of being everything he wants to be. You know, it's all about putting in the work, not giving up, not having no doubt. But he got all the tools.
Yeah, DeMar was, just saying he's a great player. He's very athletic. Speaking of athleticism, did you see the DeMar DeRozan dunk last night?
The hammer time tomahawk off the miss?
Yeah. Settle in for Eric Smith calling it on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Now the touchdown pass down the floor. Patterson to Carroll. Too strong off glass. Look out! My goodness! DeMar DeRozan just leapfrogged over Ricky Rubio and threw down a dirty slice of some grilled cheese. Wow! DeRozan with the exclamation point on what will be a Raptor victory. Holy cow!
Yeah, holy cow.
That was like
indeed.
In the last minute. It was a quick miss, and I saw that like because I got home from our Christmas party, which was a blast, by the way, with a belly full of pizza. And I'm watching this thing, and it started to run away at the end. And DeMar DeRozan comes crashing in over top of Ricky Rubio, and Rubio went down like he got shot. And he didn't even touch him, really. So, DeMar, and you, if you haven't seen it, go to Sportsnet. You know what? We'll retweet it. Added Steve Blundell, the flush. It was such a putback. I don't know that I've seen one like that. Unless it's, of course, been LeBron James. He makes a business of that stuff. But, my God, did he just shove that thing down.
Dirty slice of grilled cheese.
Yeah. And don't forget the holy cow.
Holy cow! He jammed the thing in like it was a giant hog and pizza.
A dirty slice of some grilled cheese.
I've never heard that before.
No.
When it comes to it.
Yeah.
Let's still eat it, though. DeMar at 27.
It down like it was a massive piece of watermelon with some lemon juice on it that you dropped in the park and ate it anyway.
DeMar at 27. Kyle Lowry at 25.
And not a clean park either, like Moss Park. Full of prophylactics and needles. And people that go doo-doo on the ground.
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
And he hammered it down like that.
That's a good call, too.
DeMar 27, Kyle 25. Raptors beat the T-Wolves 124-110.
I'm going to start helping those guys with those things.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Start writing them down. Hey, hear what Dwayne Casey said about the defense last night?
It was garbage.
If we're serious about going anywhere, doing anything special, our defense and our attention to detail, our passion for defense,
coffee,
our give-a-crap level for defense has to pick up.
Yeah, it sure does.
It's making them sick.
It is.
And defensively, this team's been just garbage this year.
Jonas Valanciunas had 20 points and 10 rebounds, but he didn't look good last night either, especially defensively. The last time the Timberwolves, that's the seventh straight win for the Raptors over Minnesota. The last time the Timberwolves won at the Air Canada Center was January 21st, 2004. That's the same week that Win a Date with Tad Hamilton starring Kate Bosworth, Topher Grace, and Josh Duhamel came out.
Do you even know that she has six different smiles?
She has six smiles?
Yeah.
I don't know those things yet, Pete.
No, you don't, Ted. I'm telling you, she is more of a treasure than you can possibly know.
Thanks, George.
You know,
it's a great movie.
There are lots of times that I'm appreciative of your company and the job that you do here.
Yeah.
But when you attach years to movies and movies like that, I don't really appreciate it.
It was a great film, Dean. It's
no, it wasn't. You guaranteed I've never seen it. Yesterday you told us Bob Dylan was Jimmy Fallon.
I did see that movie with my girlfriend years ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I totally did.
No one saw that movie.
George, George has seen a lot of terrible movies.
I have. I've been forced to.
Why? Because your girlfriend's a movie person.
She likes... I don't want to use the term chick flick, but no, that's what it is.
Demeaning.
It is. And I don't support that term in any way, shape, or form.
I'm offended.
But at Russick SN590. But I've been forced to watch some of those things. And be sure to include our bosses in that tweet as well. But I at Scott Moore, F. David Cadeau. But I have been forced
at Fan592.
Yeah.
Because they love those.
Yeah. It's the best.
So what happens is if you really hate anything you hear that George does specifically.
Yes, specifically.
Just tag George and then at Fan590 because the bosses get those first.
They love it.
And then that's a trickle down effect. Yeah. And then, you know, we get to hear it later on in the day.
Yeah, emails also work very well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Make stuff up. A lot of people do.
Right.
Yeah.
Then a lot of people make stuff up in this city.
Yeah.
Great film. Raptors and Celtics tonight, 7:30 on Sportsnet 1 in Boston. Dean, a team you called that the Celtics are better than the Raptors in the Eastern Conference.
They are.
Let's not forget that. And we had a Thursday nighter last night. It was a beauty between the Chiefs and Raiders at Arrowhead.
Punt is away. The crowd chanting Tyreek, Tyreek as Hill takes it. The number one punt returner in the league. At the 25, puts his foot in the ground. 35, 40. Gets a block midfield. Cuts it back. 40, 30. Goodbye, Oakland. Tyreek Hill. 10, 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. 77-yard punt return for a touchdown.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill was a monster, had 2 touchdowns, 1 receiving, and that punt return to the hizzy, 77 yards. Chiefs all over the Raiders, 21-13, teams both 10-3. Derek Carr looked not good last night in the cold weather at Arrowhead Stadium. Oakland could have really put their stamp on the AFC West. We got to give the Chiefs credit. All of a sudden, 10-3, Dean, and they're in the mix for the number one overall seed in the AFC.
Yeah, but you still wonder what they are, right? Like, you wonder what Atlanta is. You wonder what Kansas City is. You sort of still wonder what Oakland is after a performance like that. No one's really running away with it when they get a chance to. And a lot of teams aren't making the most of those opportunities. You can point back to the Bills last weekend when they blew it against Oakland, and then watching Oakland blow it against Kansas City. And Kansas City's a hell of a road team. But there are some teams that you just can't get behind if you're going to put some money on, right? Kansas City's one of those teams. I sat there looking at the line, looking at the game. I think it was, Kansas City -3. And you're sitting there kind of wondering what you got to do, because in the big scheme of things, you still don't know, even after Andy, because Andy Reid's a hell of a regular season coach, and he's a god-awful playoff
great
coach.
Great time manager.
Absolutely, not really.
great with the clock.
In the capacity with which you can understand which teams are elite in the NFL, even though Kansas City's 10-3 and tied for the lead in their division, you still don't really believe in them, do you?
You know what? I kind of am a little bit, because Tyreek Hill is such a playmaker on offense and in special teams. And Justin Houston is back and healthy, and he gets to the quarterback like nobody's business.
Peters is a great defender,
too. And Marcus Peters, you're right, the corner. He's a guy that nobody talks about, and he's a great shutdown corner. They're a dangerous team. And you want to talk about that misconception that Alex Smith is a game manager? He's not. He's actually throwing the football down the field. And Travis Kelce, again, his 4th straight game with 100-plus yards receiving. Kansas City's dangerous. And Derek Carr's health with that pinky finger. Dean, he's not taking any snaps from under center since he dislocated that thing when it went 90 degrees. I think that's important, because when you watch a team that primarily just works out of the shotgun, you know what team does that the most in the NFL? The Giants. And they're very predictable on offense. And if the Raiders are going to continue to take the ball in the shotgun or just very rarely in the pistol, the Raiders' offense can get very predictable. Because Derek Carr, a guy they thought, you know, is in the MVP category or conversation, he wasn't good last night. That cold weather was really affecting his ball.
What will it take for everyone to buy in on Casey? Because you could argue that they're the top team in the AFC going forward with what they just did.
But they got outgained in 4 straight games that they won.
Right, and boy, they barely beat Jacksonville. They lost to Tampa at home, but then they go on the road in Denver and Atlanta and put up 30 and 29 points. I mean, putting 30 points on the Denver defense is something. Yeah. Going in and, you know, outgunning Matt Ryan is something. And then at home beating Oakland, who's been 1-6 straight coming in. But what will it take for anybody to ever respect the Chiefs? They went in the wild card game. They killed Brian Hoyer and the Texans, and they hung in pretty good against the Patriots last year.
They need to beat a team like the Patriots, or when the Steelers make it to the playoffs, a team like the Steelers.
Yeah.
They need to beat a team that has playoff pedigree.
They need to be an elite team that's got some pedigree, whether it's a Steelers team, whether it's the Patriots, whatever it is. You know what? In my estimation, because of Andy Reid, they need to get to or win a Super Bowl to be taken seriously. They do. Because
or what about
they're
getting to a Super Bowl?
Well, yeah. That's what I said. Get to or win a Super Bowl. That's exactly what I just said.
He's had an amazing run as a coach. As much as people make fun of him.
Absolutely.
Philadelphia was always good. Did they flop in some big moments? Yeah. The Chiefs, since he got
there.
He got
them to a Super Bowl, too.
Right. And since he turned around the Chiefs. Right? The Chiefs were kind of just there.
Everybody just craps
years.
On Alex Smith because he used to be a game manager. But he's a guy, he's a good mobile quarterback, makes things happen with his legs.
He started the 49ers winning, and he brought the 49ers back into the playoffs when he was there.
They can kind of run the football, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're an interesting team. It's just they're not a sexy team. Hey, let's get to the Maple Leafs. They had the night off, and they faced the Boston Bruins in Beantown tomorrow night in a game you can hear right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hey, Dean, we know the MLS Cup Final goes down tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, down at BMO Field. You and I will be there. We have an MLS news conference on Sportsnet today at 1:30, I believe, and we got UFC 206 in Toronto tomorrow night.
And Ariel Helwani, MMA writer and chief blogger, and maybe one of the most outspoken MMA fans and journalists, he will be here this morning to join us for about a half an hour around 7:30, so hold on for that. All still to come, including Steve Rapp from Sports Interactions Inside the Lines to get you set for your betting Sunday. That's next, as well as your fail of the day. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
listening to Dean Blundell and Company on Toronto's Sports Radio, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
6:49. Excellent job with the music again. Thank you. Do you don't stray too far, do you, from whatever it's first, whatever's on deck?
Yeah.
Hey, Mon. Yeah.
You're just anyway. You're barbecuing Mon today.
Well, this was a new song like 4 months ago. We're like, good job, Mon, and now it's just been
like he gets here at 2 a.m. I wonder what he does now.
He goes to McDonald's and eats a breakfast that he pays for.
That's true. Did you go to McDonald's this morning? Did you?
Yes.
Okay. So I figured.
Knew it.
Morning. It is Dean Blundell and Company. Friday, the 9th day of December, 6:50 right now. It's going to be cold today, about 1. We're going to get a little snow if we didn't already last night. A little bit more this morning. Steve Rapp, Sports Interactions Inside the Lines, helping you bet and bet well, coming up in just a second. Hold on for that as well. We got to get to a Twitter poll question. And news yesterday that Dexter Fowler indeed is going to sign or has signed or he's in town for a physical. Not this town, St. Louis, that town, because he's going to sign with the Cardinals. As the Toronto Blue Jays continue to swing and miss, and they've been abysmal. They've been abysmal at spring training. They were abysmal again during the winter meetings. They couldn't get anything done this year, and they have lost out on everybody that they've wanted, and now they don't want players that want to be here. So we're going to do a Twitter poll question of the like, and what do we have today, Ryan Faber? What are we doing?
Well, I think it should be something about, do you trust Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro to get it done, to make this team better? Ross quoted yesterday in Shai Davidi's piece, "We feel like we're in a good position and have a good handle on where things stand."
Sure, you know, if I got really nothing
to it than that.
If I got nothing done, I'd say the same thing. That's what I used to tell my parents when I didn't do my homework. That's what I do. But I'm like, "You ready for your test tomorrow?" I'm like, "I feel like I'm in a good position and I know where things are tomorrow." Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So, should it be just, do you trust Ross and Mark to make this team better by spring training?
No. But you go and vote. At it's Dean Blundell. That's a Twitter poll question today. We got a few minutes now. Please welcome to the program Sports Interactions Inside the Lines. It's a program with my man George Russick, Dave Bastel, and our next guest, Steve Rapp. Sundays, 10 o'clock, right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome, Steve, to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thanks. Surprised George went with Ted Hamilton with a 2004 reference. I would have gone dodgeball, a true underdog story.
Yep. Mm. But George was, I will say this, he was 5-1 last week. So you don't want to question his football knowledge. You might want to question his film knowledge, for sure.
No, you don't want to question his football knowledge. The books are crying that they're getting hammered this year. It's been a horrible, terrible couple months. George Resnick is doing very, very well. Coincidence? I don't think so.
That's right. George is the new sharp.
Underdogs are doing well, Steve, and I generally bet underdogs. Now, how... Okay.
No, the favorites are doing very well. The favorites are doing very, very well the last three weeks. George, 9-4, something in that neighborhood last week. It's a new type of better, new type of public. Public have so much information, so much knowledge out there that the public is the new sharp. Dean said it. He's 100% right.
Yeah, 100% right. Did you hear that, George? 100% right. Suck on that one for a while. Steve, let's get to it. Who do you like this week?
I'm going to go start with Green Bay at home to Seattle. Dean, this one opened 2.5. It was bet up to 3 even right now. Seattle's favorite. Great time to sell high on the Seahawks, I think, coming off that nationally televised beatdown of the obviously checked-out Panthers. I'm not going to give them a hell of a lot of credit for a Seahawks team that was obviously in a pissed-off mood. They had scored 5 against Tampa the week before. They came up against no resistance at home. And I'm going to give George Russick his props as well this morning, guys. He singled out Earl Thomas being out for Tampa, the effect it had on the Seahawks secondary. Thomas gone for the year now. Since entering the league, Aaron Rodgers has gone 41-24 against the spread at home. He's only been a dog in his building 3 times in that span. And I like those odds. So the first one I'm going to go with is Green Bay.
You like the Cardinals as a favorite on the road in Miami against the Dolphins, Steve?
Absolutely, George. I'm not the only one either. Miami opened as a 2-point favorite. Cardinals have taken a little bit of the public money. But the sharp money has driven this one all the way up to now Arizona is a 2-point favorite. Two teams not indicative of their records. I don't. Cards are better than their 5-6-1 records. Dolphins show their true colors or true extent. That 7-5. The true extent of their 7-5 record. That egg they laid in a must-win game in Baltimore. Wins against San Fran, Rams, Jets, Cleveland really padded that resume. And he knows Bruce Arians. Arians, he's going insane right now on the sidelines. He's doing everything. He went down. He went fourth down, up one late in the game from his own 34. He's sending a message, no holds barred. Better team, better defense, and now we're just laying just a small, less than a field goal. Arizona is my second pick.
Steve, you're going to take the Saints on the road against the Bucs?
Yes, I am. Public on the Bucs. Sharp money here on the Saints. One of the sharpest plays, so I'm surprised you're not on it, George. Saints look undervalued on the road against the Bucs team that's getting a ton of love these days from the public. Four wins in a row, including that win against Seattle, and Kansas City is going to do that to public perception. But the schedule has taken its toll here. They were in Kansas City, home to Seattle, back out to San Diego, home again to face the Saints team, who happens to be 13-3 against the spread its last 16 as a dog. They now don't have Cecil Shorts and Adam Humphries at receiver, both hurt. And Saints aren't going to put up another offensive stinker like they did last week. I am going to take the Saints here.
Steve, best of luck. Really appreciate you doing this. We'll listen for you Sunday.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Have a great weekend. It is, of course, a weekend, right? And we know what happens.
Great weekend this morning. Great weekend this weekend. Great lots of things to watch. Great time of year.
Yep. 6:55.
I concur.
Ariel Helwani, MMA super journalist, coming up after 7:30. Our number two begins next. Well, not only is Ariel going to be here, also the MLS Cup will be here, as well as Grapevine will be here. Dwayne DeRosario hopefully will be here, and we'll give you a chance to win some free Leaf tickets. That's next. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan.